I would like to welcome everybody to our week two podcast of our Unplugged NC State series. The theme for this week is We Are in the Moment. And this week is about all the things that bring us joy and inspire us, a week to recharge and be inspired. And I am super happy to have two people with me today that I think are very inspiring and are also very good at taking care of their own wellness. So I would like to introduce my friend Kathy Dunnigan from Delta, who is now called the Digital Education and Learning Technology Applications Unit on our campus. Kathy is a senior instructional designer with Delta. And my other guest is Marian Martin, who is a teaching assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry and one of the most zen people that I know. So I would like to start by asking you both a simple question. Tell me, what does wellness mean to you?
Yeah, for me, when I think about wellness, I think about a good friend of mine. Whenever we get together, he kind of always works his way to a question. And that question is, you know, what am I doing to be kind to myself? What am I doing on a regular basis to take good care of myself? And so his question always kind of makes me pause and has me think about, you know, what am I doing intentionally to put myself first? And so for me, wellness has several dimensions, including, you know, the physical, spiritual, emotional, social, and you could probably go on a few other aspects of it. But, you know, the question, or maybe the opportunity, is to pause and really think about what am I doing intentionally about each of those.
That is so awesome. I agree. It's taking time to take care of yourself. And that's something I do have a little bit of a hard time with, to carve out that time. I'm so busy working with everyone else and making sure everyone else is doing well. I sometimes forget to take care of me. And I've been working really hard on that, especially during the pandemic time and teleworking, to remember to take time to take care of me so that I can take care of others.
I think that that is a very common theme that we are hearing from a lot of people. You know, finding that time to take care of yourself is hard, but it has to be intentional, and you have to put yourself in the calendar, because we all know that if we don't do that, it won't happen.
Right.
And speaking about putting it on the calendar, I know that both of you participate in a program that the Office for Faculty Excellence has that is called Mindful Mondays. So you want to share a little bit with us about what Mindful Mondays is all about?
I would love to. That is the 30 minutes of time that I have carved out for myself and stuck with it all the way through the past year and a half. Having that 30 minutes to start the week with a sense of mindfulness. It is a practice of mindfulness, like I said, that 30 minutes. I got involved through Jennifer Steniger. She was a colleague of mine. She had worked with Delta. We've worked together. And she said, I have this idea. You know, people are stressing out about the pandemic. What if I started, you know, a 30-minute session and just doing a bit of yoga? I'm like, I've never done yoga. I don't know anything about it. And she said, well, a lot of it's just breathing, just remembering to breathe and how to breathe and to pause, like Marian said. And so I signed up. I very bravely signed up in Reporter, and I've been going every Monday that we have it. It's been fantastic, because it is. It takes that moment to stop, breathe, be aware, and be calm, prepare for the week. And that's been a lifesaver this past year.
So that sounds like something that a lot of people could get a lot of use out of, you know, that special time to just be mindful and just pause. That sounds really, really important.
They teach you breathing exercises. It's like, we think we know how to breathe, but really you're not actually taking a deep breath. We're kind of just like skipping over the top. I don't know. And doing the yoga exercises, it's things you could do at your desk. You can do in a chair. It's very tailored to being able to just, wherever you are, take a pause.
Right. It's no experience necessary. You can just show up and be ready to take part.
Well, that's very important because I don't have any experience, but I plan on joining you guys. And I will definitely put a link to our Mindful Mondays registration as part of the materials that we're going to share for this week. But going beyond Mindful Mondays, I'm sure there are other things that you guys do for your wellness, because it can't be that all your wellness is in 30 minutes a week. So tell me about those other things that you do to take care of yourself and to be kind to yourself.
Yeah, for me, for mindfulness and meditation, I like an app. It's called the Insight Timer app. It's a free app. On it, it has a timer. It also has access to guided meditations and even some live options for various mindful practices. You mentioned yoga, breathing. There's music, things of that nature. So, and that's a free app, Insight Timer. I also try to stay pretty active physically. I grew up playing sports, played football in college. And so those glory days are long gone, but I still try to stay pretty active. And so even as campus is kind of returning to normal, I guess maybe how we phrase that, I don't know, but as we're returning to normal, it's been nice to get back into the Wellness and Recreation Center and the Carmichael Gym on campus and participate in a couple of classes like F45. So it's just been nice to kind of get that back in the routine a little bit as well.
Yeah, I've enjoyed just walking during this time. So I'm teleworking. I tend to sit more in front of the computer during the pandemic when I'm at home. I'm way too many hours. So I've had to tell myself to stop and take that break. And even just a walk around the neighborhood, a walk through nature, just stopping and looking at the world around me has been very helpful on that. And then I have this app called Calm that I love, C-A-L-M. It's really useful in the evenings when I'm trying to wind down from a busy day. One of my favorite, it offers exercises, again, in the breathing exercises, pacing yourself, slowing down. It also offers stories to help you fall asleep. So one of my favorite is British actor Stephen Fry, and he talks about the lavender fields in France. And I never get past the first page that he's talking about. That's a lot of fun.
That is great. I love all of those different ways that you guys, different approaches that you guys take to relaxation and wellness. And we're going to drop all those links in the materials for this week. So if anybody is interested, they will be able to see them there. We are also going to have a very special event for week two, which is a pet therapy session offered by the NC State Libraries. So if you have never done online pet therapy, I would invite you to join us for that. It is going to be super fun, and you would be surprised how much you can relax over Zoom with a dog or a cat. So I definitely invite you guys to check that out. Sounds I want good. To thank my guests for today. I definitely feel more relaxed now that I had this little time with you. And I hope to see you on Twitter for the comments that are sure to come after this week's podcast. So thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us today. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Okay.